Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
And the Volvo S90, the last word in innovation with semi-autonomous technology as standard.
Lots of people giving us American TV series and cars. And we're going to have to do that as a separate item some night. Another one says the Ferrari and Magnum PI. But we're sticking Michael Sheridan tonight to cars from British and Irish TV series mainly. And you're starting with From the Professionals. Oh, a few people have suggested the Ford Capri Mark III.
Ford Capri was Ford of Europe's answer to the Mustang. And the Professionals, when they started, Bodie and Doyle, these two action heroes, worked for CI5, and George Cowley, their boss, he drove a Sensible Granada, which had a phone the size of a small country in a cubby box beside him, which was the absolute pinnacle of technology. But the two boys, in the early series, they tried to get cars from British Leyland. So they even had crappy Triumphs and this, that and the other. But they never got the same car back. So continuity was desperate. Eventually, they got a deal with Ford. And one of my favourite Fords was used early on, the RS 2000 Escort. Doyle drove that for a bit. And then they just went plumb for Capri 3-litre S's throughout the series. And when you see them skidding to a stop, that was them braking normally just hard because the cars were so dreadful then. There was no anti-lock brakes or anything.
A lot of people are bringing up Inspector Morse.
Yes, and Inspector Morse was a really key series, so much so that I even had a Mark II Jag as my wedding car back in 93. So he wrote in, John Thaw wanted a Jag because the original story didn't have a Jag. I think it had a Lancia in it. And he said, no, the car needs to be British. So that wine-coloured Jag Mark II was iconic and very important for the series.
John Thaw, of course, was also in The Sweeney, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Where the villains had the Jags, but the policemen drove what?
They had Ford, so they had Ford Granadas and early Ford Consuls, so that was the flying squad. And this was in the day when TV shows would happily have people hitting each other with baseball bats and so on. So if the special branch were taking on a bunch of blaggers in their Transit or in their Jag doing a bank job, they'd all jump out with baseball bats. The guys would put on their knuckle dusters, they'd have a big scrap, and they'd kill loads of boxes having these car chases in these cars, which are utterly disastrous. But it was the most glamorous thing because there was no CGI on telly back then, so you just had to have really cool cars screeching around the place and nearly killing people, and they nearly did.
With Dennis Waterman in The Sweeney went to Minder, where he drove what?
He had a Capri. And then Arthur Daly, his shifty boss, had a nice Jag, an evolution of the Mark II.
But he was a used car salesman, wasn't he?
He had an XJ, and he sold him his dodgy Capri, which was a bit dodgy for a short time. But it was a lovely machine, and they were key parts of those series. You know, there was always a driving scene and always that sort of action. And that was the real charm of those older series.
A listener says, going back, Steeds Bentley in The Avengers.
Oh, The Avengers were fantastic. Now, if you're ancient like many of us, The Avengers had Emma Peel in a Lotus Elan and Steed was in a Bentley. But the real car nerds love the vehicles that they had in The New Avengers, which was the reboot of the series, when you had Joanna Lumley as Purdy. Ah, Purdy. And she was fantastic. She had she had MG Midget, they had Range Rovers, but there was a wonderful Steed had a Jag XJC, which was a coupe version of a big heavy Jag, two petrol tanks, because it only did about 4 miles to the gallon, big flared wheel arches. It was an absolute joy of a car to look at. So again, these were the characters were sort of written to be superheroes, and the cars had to be super too.
A listener says, and I'm even too young for The Saint with Roger Moore, had a Volvo P1800.
Now, the P1800 is a wonderful classic, a lovely car. So the original Saint TV series was the P1800. And then The Return of the Saint came along later on, which was a remake with Ian Ogilvy The Saint. And he had a Jag, another Jag. There's a recurring theme here.
It is, isn't there?
He had the XJS, which was a gorgeous two-door classic Jag.
But you mentioned the Saint's Volvo. Luther had a Volvo.
Luther had a few Volvos, even an old 240, and they didn't feature.
And a 740.
And he had a 740 as well. And you know, there's something classic and cool about Scandinavian machines. And I mean, we've had Saab 900s pop up in various dramas. And of course, let's not forget The Bridge, which was one of my binge favourites on telly.
Yeah, that's not a British one.
No, that's a Porsche. You had a Porsche. The main character.
That's Scandi Sagan. Crime Driver. Yeah,
that was fantastic. But a 911S. And like a really strange car to have. Apparently, you know, she won it in a game of cards. But it was so cool because there was lots of these moody driving shots and driving across all these barren landscapes in Scandinavia. And the Porsche was just fantastic. It was compelling.
Of course, more modern program, Life on Mars, sort of did go back to the past and they ended up with a Ford Cortina.
Yeah, so we had a Mark III Ford Cortina as the sort of the star, because again, with period dramas, you really need to paint the scene, and that was set in 73, wasn't it? I think, Anna, funnily enough, this is a very nerdy point, the Cortina they used was a 1974 model. Okay, I'll get my coat, I'll leave now, this is too nerdy. But it was a fantastic series. And then from that, there was a spin-off called Ashes to Ashes, where Gene Hunt, the DI that everybody loved, who was the real shot at you, you know, he was a real London boy, very sort of wonderful, larger than life character. He had an Audi Quattro, which was a very odd car to have, but incredibly cool. And his catch line was, "Fire up the Quattro." So, I mean, it's a classic line.
However, was the car actually not the right car for the year in which the programme was
again,
set?
Again, it was one of those things. It was a year out. The model was slightly wrong. But that's for real, real nerds like myself, who I'm sure I could apply for counselling to help me with this affliction I have.
A lot of people are bringing up Bergerac.
Bergerac hated the car he had. Remember, Bergerac was set in John Nettles. And it was set in the Jersey. So, I mean, Bergerac, he had to potter around in this horrible old MG. It was an 1800cc horrible thing that he absolutely despised. But it was, an iconic vehicle that really was just went hand in hand with setting the scene for the series. So people love that. And even a funny one, do you remember Dempsey and Makepeace?
Oh, yeah.
Now we
Dennis
loved
Barber.
Fantastic. She had an XR3i convertible, which was like the ultimate Essex car. And of course, Dempsey, who was this brash American, what did he have? He had an old Merc SL, you know, big, brutish, more powerful car. But Glynis, she had the fantastic little convertible XR3i. A stunning machine. And again, a key part of, you know, helping to sort of paint the picture of a personality. And in fairness, with all of these shows, the personalities were never that deep, but they were great to look at.
Comedy, a lot of people say Mr. Bean and his Mini. What type of Mini was it?
Now, he had a Mini. It's funny, the original one in the first episode was written off. It was 1976. It was a Mark II Mini. And the original car was orange. And after episode one, that was crashed and destroyed. And then he went on to the famous green one with the black bonnet subsequent to that. That was a 1969 Mini. And of course, Rowan Atkinson is a massive car fan. He had a Ferrari, an F1 McLaren. He had a whole load of wonderful machines and still is a petrolhead. And you'll see it in Johnny English. He always has a input into what cars they use in those movies.
Okay, of course, with comedies, a lot of people bringing up Only Fools and Horses and the Reliant Regal Supervan and the Robin Reliant.
Everybody thinks it was a Robin Reliant. Robin Reliant was the passenger version, but they had the van, which was the Regal. So that'll get you points in your pub quiz when that question comes up. And again, a three-wheel absolute horror story. The best of British engineering. Brexit, good luck to you if this is the type of cars you're going to be going back to come the day. And of course, let's not forget John Cleese, Fawlty Towers.
The one that he thrashed with the branch
right,
of the car.
When it wouldn't start, he said, "Right, I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing." And he takes a branch of a tree and starts beating the daylights out of an Austin 1100 Countryman. The Countryman was the estate version of the Austin 1100. A very comfortable car, a small and compact car, but it was a hilarious scene. And again, it so suited him because he was such a lanky guy. What is he, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah.
And the Morris 1100 it's a tiny little car and it just worked a treat.
And what, of course, is Alan Partridge drive?
Alan Partridge, you know what? He drove a Rover 800. Rover weren't overly happy about that. And then he drove a Lexus for a while. And Lexus tried to buy him out of using the car in the series because it had such a negative effect on sale. I think he went on to, he had a Korean brand as well, which we won't even mention just because it'd be too cruel. But he literally, it was one of those things, he drove with string back driving gloves and he was such a cliche of so many things. And when he chose a Lexus, which seemed, you know, wrong, but at the time he chose it and there was loads of driving scenes and Lexus literally begged him and I think they offered him lots of money just to get out of that car.
A listener has sent me a photograph of the Ford Escort Cabriolet from Dempsey and Makepeace via
fantastic.
Twitter.
Fantastic. It's that high definition, we can make that a screensaver.
Father Ted.
Father Ted, wasn't it fantastic? Father Ted drove a Cortina. And the Kelly brothers down in Kilmechanic, Kelly Recoveries, Eamon Kelly was the main sort of stunt driver for all of those stunts. They even have Dougal's milk float. Remember he had to do the speed thing, the milk float couldn't
for
go. Once it goes over 4 miles an hour, the bomb was armed. But Ted had a Cortina, which was cool. There was loads of stunts, including, remember the naked man across the bonnet and he was driving along through the camp. But do you remember there was a raffle where they were they got permission to raffle a car from Bishop Brennan and he said, "You can raffle this car." So they raffled a Rover 213, And remember, it got slightly dinged, and they lost it, and then they had to borrow another priest one, and whatever happened to it. It ended up with the back just being completely squished and absolutely mashed to pieces. But that was a Rover 213. Great comedy telly.
I've got to leave it there. Another listener says the Lotus 7 on The Prisoner is a favourite.
Oh, it's a gorgeous car.
American ones, Magoon, some other day in the future. Michael Sheridan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper
and the Volvo S90. The last word in innovation with semi-autonomous technology as standard.